All the sages like Parvat Muni, Narada, Daumya, Vyas, the incarnation of God, Brihadashva, Bharadwaj, and Parasraman disciples, Vashisht, Indrapramada, Trita, Gritsamada, Asita, Kakshivan, Gotama, Atri, Kaushik, and Sudarshan were all present. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Parvat Muni is considered to be one of the oldest sages. He is almost always a constant companion of Narada Muni. They are also spacemen competent to travel in the air without the help of any material vehicle. Parvat Muni is also a Devarshi, or a great sage amongst the demigods, like Narada. He was present along with Narada at the sacrificial ceremony of Maharaj Janamejaya, son of Maharaj Parikit. In this sacrifice, all the snakes of the world were to be killed. Parvat Muni and Narada Muni are called Gandharvas also, because they can travel in the air, singing the glories of the Lord. Since they can travel in the air, they observed Draupadi's Svayamvara ceremony, selecting of her own husband, from the air. Like Narada Muni, Parvat Muni also used to visit the royal assembly in the heaven of King Indra. As a Gandharva, sometimes he visited the royal assembly of Kuvera, one of the important demigods. Both Narada and Parvat were once in trouble with the daughter of Maharaj Srinjaya. Maharaj Srinjaya got the benediction of his son by Parvat Muni. Narada Muni is inevitably associated with the narration of the Puranas. He is described in the Bhagavatam. In his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant, but by good association with pure devotees, he became enlightened in devotional service, and in the next life, he became a perfect man, comparable with himself only. In the Mahabharata, his name is mentioned in many places. He is the principal Devarshi, or the chief sage amongst the demigods. He is the son and disciple of Brahmaji, and from him the disciplic succession in the line of Brahma has been spread. He initiated Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and many celebrated devotees of the Lord. He initiated even Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedic literatures. And from Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya was initiated, and thus the Madhva Sampradaya, in which the Gaudiya Sampradaya is also included, has spread all over the universe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to this Madhva Sampradaya, and therefore Brahmaji, Narada, Vyas, down to Madhva, Chaitanya, and the Goswamis, all belonged to the same line of disciplic succession. Naradaji has instructed many kings from time immemorial. In the Bhagavatam, we can see that he instructed Prahlad Maharaj while he was still in the womb of his mother, and he instructed Vasudev, father of Krishna, as well as Maharaj Yudhisthira. Daumya, a great sage who practiced severe penances at Utkochika Tirtha and was appointed royal priest of the Pandava kings. He acted as the priest in many religious functions of the Pandavas' samskaras, and also each of the Pandavas was attended by him at the betrothal of Draupadi. He was present even during the exile of the Pandavas and used to advise them in circumstances when they were perplexed. He instructed them how to live incognito for 1 year, and his instructions were strictly followed by the Pandavas during that time. His name is mentioned also when the general funeral ceremony was performed after the Battle of Kurukshetra. In the Anushasana Parva of Mahabharata, 127, 15, and 16, he gave religious instructions very elaborately to Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was actually the right type of priest of a householder, for he could guide the Pandavas on the right path of religion. A priest is meant for guiding the householder progressively on the right path of ashram dharma, or the occupational duty of a particular caste. There is practically no difference between the family priest and the spiritual master. The sages, saints, and Brahmins were especially meant for such functions. Bhadarayana Vyasadev. He is also known as Krishna, Krishna Dwaipayana, Dwaipayana, Satyavati Sutta, Parasarya, Parasaratmaja, Bhadarayana, Vedavyas, etc. He was the son of Maharaj Parasara in the womb of Satyavati, prior to her betrothal with Maharaj Santanu, the father of the great general, Grandfather Bhishma Dev. He is a powerful incarnation of Narayan, and he broadcasts the Vedic wisdom to the world. As such, Vyasadeva is offered respects before one chants the Vedic literatures, especially the Puranas. Sukadev Goswami was his son, and rishis like Vaisampayana were his disciples for different branches of the Vedas. He is the author of the great epic, Mahabharata, and the great transcendental literature, Bhagavatam. The Brahma Sutras, the Vedanta Sutras or Bhadarayana Sutras, were compiled by him. Amongst sages, he is the most respected author by dint of severe penances. When he wanted to record the great epic, Mahabharata, for the welfare of all the people in the age of Kali, he was feeling the necessity of a powerful writer who could take up his dictation. By the order of Brahmaji, Sri Ganeshji took up the charge of noting down the dictation on the condition that Vyasadev would not stop dictation for a moment. The Mahabharata was thus compiled by the joint endeavor of Vyas and Ganesh. By the order of his mother, Satyavati, who was later married to Maharaj Santanu, and by the request of Bhishma Dev, the eldest son of Maharaj Santanu by his first wife, the Ganges, he begot three brilliant sons, whose names are Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. The Mahabharata was compiled by Vyasadeva after the battle of Kurukshetra and after the death of all the heroes of the Mahabharata. It was first spoken in the royal assembly of Maharaj Janamejaya, the son of Maharaj Parikit. Brihadashva. An ancient sage who used to meet Maharaj Yudhisthira now and then. First of all, he met Maharaj Yudhisthira at Kamyavan. The sage narrated the history of Maharaj Nala. There is another Brihadashva who is the son of the Ikshvaku dynasty. Mahabharata, Vanaparva, 209, 4 and 5. Bharadwaj. He is one of the seven great rishis and was present at the time of the birth ceremony of Arjuna. The powerful rishi sometimes undertook severe penances on the shore of the Ganges, and his ashram is still celebrated at Prayagdham. It is learned that this rishi, while taking bath in the Ganges, happened to meet Gritachi, one of the beautiful society girls in heaven, and thus he discharged semen, which was kept and preserved in an earthen pot, and from which Drona was born. So Dronacharya is the son of Bharadwaj Muni. Others say that Bharadwaj, the father of Drona, is a different person from Maharishi Bharadwaj. He was a great devotee of Brahma. Once he approached Dronacharya and requested him to stop the battle of Kurukshetra. Parasaram, or Renuka Sutta. He is the son of Maharishi Jamadagni and Srimati Renuka. Thus he is also known as Renuka Sutta. He is one of the powerful incarnations of God, and he killed the Kshatriya community as a whole 21 times. With the blood of the Kshatriyas, he pleased the souls of his forefathers. Later on, he underwent severe penances at the Mahendra Parvat. After taking the whole earth from the Kshatriyas, he gave it in charity to Kasyapa Muni. Parasaram instructed the Danur Veda the science of fighting, to Dronacharya because he happened to be a Brahmin. He was present during the coronation of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he celebrated the function along with other great rishis. Parasaram is so old that he met both Ram and Krishna at different times. He fought with Ram, but he accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also praised Arjuna when he saw him with Krishna. When Bhishma refused to marry Amba, who wanted him to become her husband, Amba met Parasaram, and by her request only, he asked Bhishmadev to accept her as his wife. Bhishma refused to obey his order, although he was one of the spiritual masters of Bhishmadev. Parasaram fought with Bhishmadev when Bhishma neglected his warning. Both of them fought very severely, and at last Parasaram was pleased with Bhishma and gave him the benediction of becoming the greatest fighter in the world. Vashisht, the great celebrated sage among the Brahmins, well known as the Brahmarishi Vashishtadev. He is a prominent figure in both the Ramayana and Mahabharata periods. He celebrated the coronation ceremony of the personality of Godhead Sri Ram. He was present also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He could approach all the higher and lower planets, and his name is also connected with the history of Hiranyakasipu. There was a great tension between him and Vishvamitra, who wanted his Kamadenu, wish-fulfilling cow. Vishishtamuni refused to spare his Kamadenu, and for this, Vishvamitra killed his 100 sons. As a perfect Brahmin, he tolerated all the taunts of Vishvamitra. Once he tried to commit suicide on account of Vishvamitra's torture, but all his attempts were unsuccessful. He jumped from a hill, but the stones on which he fell became a stack of cotton, and thus he was saved. He jumped into the ocean, but the waves washed him ashore. He jumped into a river, but the river also washed him ashore. Thus all his suicide attempts were unsuccessful. He is also one of the 7 rishis and husband of Arundhati, the famous star. Indra Pramada, another celebrated rishi. Trita, one of the 3 sons of Prajapati Gotama. He was the 3rd son, and his other 2 brothers were known as Ekat and Dvita. All the brothers were great sages and strict followers of the principles of religion. By dint of severe penances, they were promoted to Brahmaloka, the planet where Brahmaji lives. Once, Trita Muni fell into a well. He was an organizing worker of many sacrifices, and as one of the great sages, he also came to show respect to Bhishmaji at his deathbed. He was one of the 7 sages in the Varuna Loka. He hailed from the western countries of the world. As such, most probably, he belonged to the European countries. At that time, the whole world was under one Vedic culture. Kritsamada, one of the sages in the heavenly kingdom. He was a close friend of Indra, the king of heaven, and was as great as Brihaspati. He used to visit the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he also visited the place where Bhishmadev breathed his last. Sometimes he explained the glories of Lord Shiva before Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was the son of Vitahavya, and he resembled in features the body of Indra. Sometimes the enemies of Indra mistook him to be Indra and arrested him. He was a great scholar of the Rig Veda, and thus he was highly respected by the Brahmin community. He lived a life of celibacy and was powerful in every respect. Asita. There was a king of the same name, but herein the Asita mentioned is the Asita Devala Rishi, a great powerful sage of the time. He explained to his father 1,500,000 verses of the Mahabharata. He was one of the members in the snake sacrifice of Maharaj Janamejaya. He was also present during the coronation ceremony of Maharaj Yudhisthira, along with other great rishis. He also gave Maharaj Yudhisthira instructions while he was on the Anjana Hill. He was also one of the devotees of Lord Shiva. Kakshivan, one of the sons of Gotama Muni and the father of the great sage Chandakoshika. He was one of the members of parliament of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Atri. Atri Muni was a great Brahmin sage and was also one of the mental sons of Brahmaji. Brahmaji is so powerful that simply by thinking of a son, he can have it. These sons are known as Manasaputras. Out of 7 Manasaputras of Brahmaji and out of the 7 great Brahmin sages, Atri was one. In his family, the great Prachetas were also born. Atri Muni had 2 Kshatriya sons who became kings. King Arthama is one of them. He is counted as one of the 21 Prajapatis. His wife's name was Anasuya, and he helped Maharaj Parikit in his great sacrifices. Kaushika, one of the permanent members of the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He sometimes met Lord Krishna. There are several other sages of the same name. Sudarshan. This wheel, which is accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu or Krishna, as his personal weapon, is the most powerful weapon, greater than the Brahmastras or other similar disastrous weapons. In some of the Vedic literatures, it is said that Agnidev, the fire god, presented this weapon to Lord Sri Krishna. But factually, this weapon is eternally carried by the Lord. Agnidev presented this weapon to Krishna in the same way that Rukmini was given by Maharaj Rukma to the Lord. The Lord accepts such presentations from his devotees, even though such presentations are eternally his property. There is an elaborate description of this weapon in the Adi Parva of the Mahabharata. Lord Sri Krishna used this weapon to kill Shishupal, a rival of the Lord. He also killed Shalva by this weapon, and sometimes he wanted his friend, Arjuna, to use it to kill his enemies. Mahabharata, Virat Parva, 56, 3.